The USA Pro Cycling Challenge brings to Aspen not just professional cyclists, but visitors, vendors, and infrastructure. To put on the event that spans 2 days, the city of Aspen relies heavily on volunteers.
You're supposed to be course marshaling?
Volunteers trickle into headquarters in downtown Aspen early Wednesday. At the registration table, they grab lanyards and get directions.
Slow and steady right now, everyone's excited and it's good.
Beth Hansen normally works in a city office, but today she's checking in volunteers. City employees like her make up about half of the volunteer effort for the Pro Cycling Challenge. Maddie Overton is the volunteer coordinator for the event.
City Hall is closed, so they offer to have people volunteer and get their hours converted into days' work of hours so that they don't lose that time.
So technically, some people are getting paid, but others, like Don Child, won't get a paycheck.
I volunteered for this race a couple of years ago, and I volunteered for the Amgen Tour race, so I just enjoy being around bicyclists and just watching.
He grew up in Aspen but lives in Hawaii. Today, he's a course marshal. He'll be stationed east of Aspen along the race course.
For the most part, it's just sitting there being very bored until for about 10 seconds while the riders are going past you, you're very busy. And then you have about 20 minutes of telling everybody, wait, until the last of the support cars go through.
There's a variety of volunteer jobs, from collecting trash to answering questions from the public. But volunteer coordinator Maddie Overton says course marshaling is the most important and hardest job to fill.
You're out there for a while. You're also working with people on foot, on bike, or in car who maybe are not as excited about having to be detoured or delayed. And they're the people who facilitate everyone getting into town and the riders themselves getting into town without any accidents or issues.
So let's talk about what goes where.
Across town, a group of Aspen students is getting prepped ahead of their volunteer gig at Pepke Park.
Cups like this.
There.
What do you think?
Compost.
How do you know?
Because it's cardboard.
Because it's cardboard and it actually says, what does it say there?
Compostable.
Compostable.
They will help people in the park sort their trash into different bins for compostables and recyclables. The students are athletes on the football, volleyball, softball, and cross-country teams. Ron Moorhead is coordinating this effort.
They've come out after training. They don't start school until next week or classroom, but they started this week doing their preseason training.
So this volunteer gig is sort of part of their athletic training?
Yes, and we try and promote volunteerism in this town. It's a big part of our culture, and the earlier you get them going, the easier it is for them to continue that.
Adair Patillo and Nina Beidelman are on the cross-country team. They're working together at a trash station.
Well, I really love this event, and I've been following the race for a while. And so it's awesome to be a part of the race and volunteer and help out, I guess.
Yeah, I really love watching the bike racers go. My dad always talks about it. He has all these things. He knows all the people really well that bike in the race. So it's super cool to help out and be a part of it.
While there's plenty of free labor, the event itself costs the city of Aspen money. This year, town government threw down $125,000 as a subsidy. It's worthwhile, city officials say, because it gives the resort town international exposure. And it may make a return. Mayor Steve Scadron was on stage at the end of Wednesday's race.
Well, Mayor, 5 years with the USA Pro Challenge. What do you think about a sixth year to bring the race back to town?
Yes. If the locals in Aspen want it, we'll get it done. So thank you, everybody.
On Thursday, the cyclists will take off from downtown, headed to Breckenridge. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.